gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. Here is Elvis.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything. We just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blues Plate Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God.
I want to thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party. The Blues Plate Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
I was standing on the corner at a quarter to 11. I was down to my last cigarette, and the clock in the window had a quarter to 11. I was watching all the people passing by me, going places. Just the loneliest guy in the crowd, looking for a friendly smile, but they were faces. But then, just like the taste of milk and honey, I found the stranger I'd been looking for. Deep inside, my cup of love was overflowing. He called a stranger in the crowd, and I would be strangers no more. Love had found us on that corner at a quarter after 7. I thought you were too good to be true. All my life I had believed that angels only lived in heaven. But then, just like the taste of milk and honey, I found the stranger I've been looking for. Deep inside, my cup of love overflowing. He called a stranger in the crowd, and I would be stranger no more. Play a Jane.
From 1970. You know what album that was?
Tell me.
That's the Way It Is.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
And that's what we're doing this week, TL. You know, Elvis put out some great albums throughout the 70s.
Absolutely.
You know, the 50s gets a lot of attention in 60s albums, the
right.
movie soundtracks and all that. A lot of times the 70s kind of gets overlooked.
Aww.
And he did some great, great albums. So we're going to feature different albums today. I'm not going to tell you which ones because I want you to wait and find out.
Okay.
We've got about six of them lined up. We're going to kick it off, like I said. And we're also today on the show going to talk about music myths. I'm going to share some of those with you. And countries where the largest fandom for Elvis
Okie dokie. Yep. I bet I can guess those.
Yeah, but you can. And now you are going to talk about songs about Elvis, who performed them, and also his last big hit, Way Down. You got a little info and insight into that one.
Correct.
So it's album highlights and lots of great information and always a whole bunch of fun here on Blues Suede Connection.
Yesterday has slipped away. The sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. We've walked barefoot through the misty meadows, laughing at each other in the rain. Made some faces at some people in the park and didn't bother to explain. Fun, fun, look at us run, going nowhere special really fast. But we've yet to taste the icing on the cake that we've been baking with the past. 'Cause the next step is love. What are we waiting for? Yeah, the next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday has slipped away. The sun is a welcome in the evening shadow of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. Love will be a place to run to from the world, they will to you and me. We'll be closer than we've ever been, though looking back it's so hard to believe. Hanging on out, we're bringing on in the best we picked up on the way to now. Changes are coming, but together we can make it through somehow. 'Cause the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? Yeah, the next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday has slipped away. The sun is a welcome in the evening shadow of a perfect day. And the next step is love. The next step is love. Yes, it's love. Yes, girl, it's love. Yes, it's love. Yes, girl, it's love. Yes, it's love.
I'm in a publishing firm, but I'll take songs from anywhere, you know, or from anybody if they're good. It doesn't have to be in my company. It could be just completely an unknown person, or just anybody that writes a song. If they can get it to me, if it's good, I'll do it.
Don't
that's where I wanna be. Spinning round like a blue fly, thoughts of you fill my head, and no matter, oh, how I cry, I can't sleep in my bed.
Nice one. How the Web Was Woven from the That's the Way It Is album.
Mm-hmm.
A little insight into the album. It was released in 1970, of course, in conjunction with the big movie we've
right,
all seen.
Right, uh-huh.
It was his 12th studio album. Now, all the music on this album wasn't recorded in the studio. Some was live. There was actually eight studio tracks and four live tracks.
Right.
The album was certified gold on June 28th, 1973.
Woo-hoo.
And on platinum March 8th, 2018.
We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby, we can't let time unravel our dreams. Let's go back and touch the past. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling, that old feeling. We can patch it up, baby.
Patch it up, baby.
We can patch it up, baby.
Patch it up, baby.
We can patch it up, baby.
Patch it up, baby.
Patch it up. We got to patch it up, baby. Let's sweep out all the cobwebs of our heart. We got to patch it up, baby, before indifference pulls us apart. Let's don't let a good love die. Let's give it just one more try. With that feeling, that old feeling, feeling, feeling. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby.
Patch it up, baby.
Patch it up. With a whole love, baby.
Patch it up, baby.
Patch it up, baby.
Sing it, y'all.
You can patch it up, baby.
Patch it up.
With a whole lot of love. We got to patch it up, baby. We got to patch it up, baby. Patch it up, baby.
Patch it up,
with a whole lot of
Connection will return just as fast as you can say Bonzo.
Millions believe in the power of prayer.
What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
There's a new kind of Elvis excitement coming your way. An Elvis you'll want to hear again and again. Love Letters.
Love Letters straight from your heart.
Elvis's new album, Love Letters. It starts with Elvis soft and low. And it moves like lightning into high gear. Elvis, singing 11 songs you'll want to write love letters about, because every one's a special love letter to you.
Cause this is our dance, darling.
Love Letters.
Wished I was an apple dangling from a tree. Every time you pass me by, you take a bite of me. Wished I was a bluebird, I'd never fly away.
Mistaken, the very first Blue Suede Connection show we did, that was the first song we kicked off the show with.
I do remember some folks saying they'd never heard it before.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
See, we have great memories, don't we?
I do, but I didn't remember it was the first show. Awesome. That's great.
All right. Obviously, we're into the Love Letters from Elvis album. Here's a little insight into that one.
Mm-hmm.
It was his 14th studio album, released in 1971.
Nice.
It reached number 12 on the U.S. country charts and number 7 on the UK best-selling albums chart.
Mm-hmm.
Songs on this album were actually leftovers from the Nashville Marathon sessions. Great album, great songs.
Ooh. Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night.
kiss the name that you signed. And darling, then I read again right from the start. Yes, love led straight all the way from
baby.
Absolutely great.
All right, I got this from FactoBuzz.com.
Mm-hmm.
This is music myths you've believed for years,
mm-hmm.
but they aren't true.
Oh, okay.
All right, here's a good one. You have to be born with musical talent. That mm-hmm. is not true. Studies show practice and exposure are far more important than raw talent.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. Listening to classical music makes you smarter. This idea exploded in the 90s thanks to the so-called Mozart effect.
Yeah.
People started playing Mozart for babies thinking it would boost the baby's IQ. Spoiler, folks, it doesn't.
I love Mozart.
One more. The Beatles
couldn't read music. I've heard that. This one's sort of true, but it's misleading, TL.
Okay.
Paul and John didn't read traditional notation, but they could communicate musically with ease.
So they couldn't read music sheets.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but they can converse what they needed.
There you go.
Yeah.
How many stars are in the sky? I'll never know. What fire lights a firefly? I'll never know. What happens to this heart of mine each time you hold my hand? Sometimes the things we love the most, we never understand. I never thought these eyes would see an angel's glow. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know. What happens to this heart of mine each time you hold my hand? Sometimes the thing we love the most, we never understand. I never thought these eyes would see an angel's glow. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know. I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pockets may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever matters. It's everything. Open your arms and you'll open the door to all the treasure that I'm living for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever space, long before the human race, something stirred. A
vast and timeless source began. Intelligence was born, and then there was the word. Powers filled the universe. Matter formed and broke the curse of nothingness. Love became an ageless soul. Nature reached her highest goal and breathed the breath of life. Everlasting life. Well, and creatures came from out of sight. Daylight came from in the night, and all was good. Life became a master plan. Love produced a perfect man that understood. The image of the Maker's word, worshipped him with all he had. But then one day, from in the depths an evil seed grew and manufactured greed. Change the way of life. Everlasting life. Oh, the loving power that looked and saw inside the heart of man a flaw began to grow. Well, the fires of hell began to burn, and so he sent his chosen son to let us know that love had surely made us all, and hate would surely make us fall. So from the cross, and he showed the world that dreadful day that love could be the only way, or all is lost of life. Everlasting life. Love and love is life.
Hang loose, child. I shall be there.
A Blue Suede Connection will be right back.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Elvis, to me, is family. Growing up as a kid and having Elvis playing in the background and memories and just a king of rock and roll, the best.
Oh my gosh, there's nobody like Elvis.
I was raised on Elvis, so he feels like a second dad.
He just set the pathway for everybody. Like, before Elvis, there was nothing.
I have loved him since I was 12 years old, and he's been in my life all my life.
He's humble. He's a mama's boy. He's sweet.
I think a lot about my dad when I think about Elvis. I remember growing up, him always listening to him in the car.
I grew up listening to Elvis. My brother used to listen to him. I got all his albums, and I listened to him.
I love his music, yeah.
He makes me happy. He's my happy guy.
Down deep inside of me.
because I still love you so.
But even though you hurt me like nobody else could ever do, I would never, ever hurt you.
That's what you call a big song right there.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, I love that song.
That's from the Elvis Presley Boulevard Woo-hoo! Album, which we will talk about in a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, you're going to talk about something else.
We're going to talk about famous songs about Elvis.
Okay.
And I'm curious to see how many of these you know, because
right.
some of them I do not. So
okay.
I know you know this one, Graceland by Paul Simon.
I'm going to Graceland, Memphis,
yeah.
Tennessee.
Do you like that song?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I like that song. Yeah, it's Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohn.
Oh, yeah. Cher did it as well.
Several
yes.
people have done
yeah.
it. I right. love how it talks about Beale Street,
yeah.
Elvis's legacy in Graceland.
It has
oh,
a
I love
feel
it.
To it, too. It has
oh,
that ghostly
bluesy,
feel.
Ghostly,
bluesy,
yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Love it. This one, I actually don't know. Wave a White Flag by Elvis Costello.
I can't say I've heard it.
Okay, so supposedly it's not directly about Elvis, but it okay. offers a nod to his influence. Calling Elvis by Dire Straits.
I remember that one, yeah.
Went to See the Gypsy by Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I remember a little bit.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It does talk, it's got references to Las Vegas
right.
and a gypsy allure evokes images of Elvis, I
yeah.
guess, but... Yeah, it's okay. This one I really like. Black Velvet by Alanna Miles.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves that one.
Another great one. Almost like Walking in Memphis feel.
Yeah.
Refers to the Black Velvet painting of Elvis, of mm-hmm. course, and I like it. Johnny Bye Bye by Bruce Springsteen.
That was okay. It was okay. Yeah.
I don't remember liking it that much, but,
no.
you know, it's got a... It draws a parallel between Elvis and the character of Johnny from Chuck Berry's Johnny Be Good,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd have to hear it again, to be honest.
It's okay.
He Was the King by Neil Young.
That was decent. You know, Neil Young's not the greatest vocalist in the world.
Yeah, laid back country rock
yeah.
style. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
not bad. Elvis and His Boss by The Residents. I don't know what this
don't
is.
Don't know that one either.
We have to listen to this.
Okay.
Or we need to play it on one of our tributes that we do once in a while.
Okay.
This apparently is... A song about Elvis's relationship with his notorious manager, Colonel
right,
Tom Parker. So I would be interested to hear that. Maybe if you haven't heard it, folks, you can go Google it probably. Black Star by David Bowie.
Don't know that one.
I've never heard it. And again, it's not a direct song about Elvis. It carries subtle references, I guess, to the Elvis's life and legacy. But
okay.
I haven't heard it, so we'll have to hear that. Elvis Has Left the Building by Pulp.
I don't know that one, no.
Me neither. I have no idea. Apparently, it's a reflection on the end of an era, using Elvis Presley as a famous catchphrase.
That makes sense.
We would have to listen to that. Elvis Presley Blues by Jimmy Buffett.
I've heard that. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, I like that one. Now, this is more of a tribute song, and I do like it. It's Billy Joel's version of All Shook Up.
Yeah, we played that a long time ago.
Yeah, and it's more of a version tribute to the song itself,
yes,
All Shook Up,
yes.
not so much to Elvis. But it's really cool how Joel stays true to the song's original rockabilly style. He adds his own piano-driven
yeah.
energy, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys haven't heard it, you have to go hear it.
Right.
I love this one, The Birth of Rock and Roll by Carl Perkins.
I heard that one, yeah. That's
that
a good
was
one.
A great one. And, of course, you can't underscore the fact that he was there.
That's what it's about. I was
there
when it happened.
Yeah, so it's an awesome song. This one I kind of go back and forth about. I love Dolly Parton. She has a song called I Dreamed About Elvis.
It's okay. It's fun. It's
all right. Yeah, it's fun. Another tongue-in-cheek, and Dolly's just great.
Right.
You know, we all mourn her passing. But, yeah, so that was the few that they came up with.
That's
some
good stuff.
A couple of them. I'd like to go here again.
I can't say that I hate any of them, but some
yeah.
are better than others, obviously.
And a few, like two or three, I didn't even know.
All
so
right.
we'll have to go hear it.
There you go. From Elvis Presley Boulevard, released
yes.
in 1976. It was his 23rd studio album.
Mm-hmm.
It reached number one on the country album charts. Hurt was a top 10 hit
yes.
on both country and adult contemporary charts. It was certified gold on October 10th, 1977.
I cut my teeth on this album, man.
What, honey? You drove 10,000 miles. Where'd you come from? You drove 10,000 miles? Oh, I see. England, right? Okay, come on down.
Ah, yourself.
Dearly than the spoken word can tell. a wicked war ablazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see that foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death that brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dear, dearer than the spoken word can tell. To thee, and should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the day.
That they're fantastic.
You're fantastic.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
What am I sounding like this for? It's not necessary. Just, you know. See, people have thought for a long time that that was a thing I do to try to be sexy. You know, trying to stand up. That's all it is. Brace myself.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Beverly Suede Connection.
Sure do me good, do you good, let me help. It's a fact that people get lonely, it ain't nothing new, but a woman like you, baby, should never have the blues. Let me help, have a laugh on me, I can help. It would sure do me good, do you good, let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. You're holding me tight, you're telling me everything I want to hear. So don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If you're a child, sure do me good, do you good, let me help.
in me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a daddy, let me help. It would sure do me good. Do you good. Let me help. Sleep at night, you're always a part of my dreams. Holding me tight, telling me everything I want to hear. So don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a daddy, I can help. It would sure do me good, do you good, let me help. Woo. I can help. If your child is a daddy,
welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. It's 70s album highlights happening today on the show.
Yes, sir.
And hour number one, you heard That's the Way It Is. You heard Love Letters, and you heard from Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
This hour, you just heard from the Today album, and that's going to be the next couple songs you're going to hear are from that album. And we're going to talk more about that in a moment.
Uh-huh.
But also on the show today, Music Myths. I've been covering those. I've got two coming up.
Yeah, okay.
And the last one I'm going to share today is very controversial.
Ooh, okay.
So I want to say you don't want to miss that one. And you are going to talk about a particular album and a particular song on that album.
I sure am. One of my favorites.
Yeah, so we're going to do that here on the show today and play lots of Elvis music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now one more of these factobuzz.com.
Okay.
Music myths you've believed for years, but they are not true.
Oh, right.
All right, there's one. Jazz is just a random notes of music.
Oh, that can't be true.
If you've ever thought jazz sounded like a musical free-for-all, well, you're not alone. But jazz musicians follow complex scales, chord progressions, and time signature.
Right.
It's deeply rooted in theory and structure.
Okay.
So there's a lot more to jazz than we thought there was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a music myth. Like I said, now the last one I'm going to share after a while is very controversial, and I'm sure you'll have something to say about it.
Uh-huh.
You may have an opinion on it. I'm not sure.
I'm sure I will.
Okay, but we're into the Today album, and I'll talk more about that in detail in a few moments. But right now, let's take a few cuts from the album.
Full of whiskey, women that I never knew too well. Lord, the things I've seen and done, most of which I'd be ashamed to tell. I don't know how it started, that's what makes a man a man. Holding on to nothing, trying to forget. Threw the best parts away.
Lord, away. Anything to get a name. Carrying on, living on songs my friends wrote for me to sing. I'm looking back. Through the best parts away, away, away. All the pieces of my life, they're everywhere, they're everywhere. The one I miss most of all is you, and you know who. Looking back on my life, Lord, to see if I can find the pieces. Looking back on my life today, to see if I can find the pieces. Looking back on my life, God help me find the pieces.
You've been known in the past as King of Rock and Roll. Do you think your style has changed now from the days of New York King, or do you consider that still your style?
Well, I think the overall thing has improved. The overall sound's improved, I mean. But I think it's according to the songs, you know, it's just according to the songs.
You know, if somebody's new to the Elvis world and they're listening today, this is a great show.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're learning about all these albums you may not know exist.
Right.
And you and I have talked about this before when we were little kiddies. Just getting into Elvis, we didn't know about Raised on Rock albums, or we didn't know about Moody Blue albums. This is the Today album we're doing right now, and this album was released in 1975. It was his 22nd studio album. Now, the song we're going to play here in a few seconds was a big mega Billboard hit for Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Sessions were held at Studio C in Hollywood, California. This was the last album to be recorded in the studio. And the album featured great songs that were originally done by Perry Como, Tom Jones, the Pointer Sisters, Statler Brothers, and Charlie Rich. Elvis covering all those different artists and doing his version of their songs. Now, as I said, this song was a big Billboard hit on the country charts.
Mm-hmm.
It's called T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
I play an old piano from 9 till 1:30. Trying to make a living watching everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much of that what happens on a dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. What in the world you baby, when my papa hit the skids, mama had a time trying to raise 9 kids. Told me not to stack or dribble them whole light, and did the best you could to try to raise me right. Hey, but mama never told me about nothing like a wow you. Yeah. Say, your mother must have been another good looking mother too. Woman I've seen a lot of others, but too much something and not enough another. He got it all together like a loving machine, looking like glowing and walking like a dream. All the nation's been sure been good to wow you. Well, your mother must have been another good looking mother too. Hey, 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 good, 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 cock and cheek. Troublemaking hunker pokey bait. The men are gonna love it, all the women gonna hate. Reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe they'll get another world war three. Oh, the world ain't ready for another like wow you. Well, I bet your mother must have been a good looking mother too.
You think there's more gimmicks today than there was, say, 15 years ago?
There's probably more gimmicks, but I think that the engineers have improved, and I think that the techniques have improved, the overall recording.
Better if I stay.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne, available wherever books are sold.
I had a student say, why do you like Elvis, Miss B? I said, because he was a generous man. He was a Christian. He loved God, and he tried to serve God, and he gave to people, and he was compassionate. And you just, once you find out about him, you fall in love all over again.
I'm 68 years old, and I've been in love with him since I was 6 years old.
It's nice knowing that there's other people in the world like me that love Elvis as much, and I can't get away from it.
He is just phenomenal. It's like he's still here. We were just talking about 40 years later, and we're standing here, and it's packed.
40 years later, look how many people are here. Look at the ages of everyone. But nobody has had this impact on anyone in the world the way that Elvis has 40 years after.
I mean, he's all there ever has been and all there ever will be. There'll never be anybody that can compare.
It touches me the way that he was towards people, the way he gave back to his fans. And, you know, you don't have entertainers like that today, and you never will. There never will be another Elvis Presley ever.
I got over Charlotte Thompson, Goldie Johnson. Lord, they done me wrong. I took it hard with Peggy Harper. She hurt me bad, Lord, but not for long. There's just one I remember, makes me feel funny down inside. I'd trade them all for just an hour of Susan when she cried. No, there's never been a woman who could make me weak inside and give me what I needed like Susan when she cried. It gets worse in the summer when the nights are hard and long, and it's bad in December when they play those Christmas songs. So if you ask me, and I don't tell you that your sweet bottom dollar I like, 'cause there's never been one better than Susan when she cried. So there's never been a woman who could make me weak inside and give me what I needed like Susan when she cried.
Doing the Statler Brothers. Woo! There. Good song.
Love it.
That's going to do it for the Today album. We're going to move on to another one in just a moment. But before I do that, Bing.com, 10 countries with the largest Elvis Presley fandom.
Oh.
Now, I think the way they base this is on fan clubs, music sales, and things like that. So if you're a smaller country, you may have a large amount of Elvis fans, but it might not put you on this list because of that. And there's one particular country I'm thinking of that should have been on this list.
Really?
All right, here we go. Number 10, they say Saudi Arabia.
What?
Yep.
Really?
Number 9,
wow.
Italy.
Yeah, I knew that.
Number 8, South Korea.
Okay, surprise.
Yeah, number 7, Turkey.
Really?
Number 6, France.
Okay.
Number 5, I thought would have been higher, Germany.
Yeah.
Number 4, Australia.
Course.
Number 3, Japan.
Okay, yeah, I knew that.
Number 2, the UK.
Of course.
And of course, the number 1 is the USA. The country I thought of was Canada.
Yeah, Canada and also Brazil.
Yeah.
is huge.
Well, but for some reason, they didn't make the list. And if you disagree with it, well, you've got to talk to Bing.com.
Wow, yeah.
But I'm surprised, like, especially Canada. We've been there. We go there every year for the festival.
Big time.
And
yeah.
we see the love for Elvis in that country.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, go figure. I guess, like I said, it's going by the sides of the country and this and that.
Right, right.
You never know. Mm-hmm. All right, we're moving on to a new album. This album is Good Times. It was released in 1974. His 20th studio album, this one was recorded at Stax there in Memphis, and the song I'm about to play was a big top 10 hit on the pop charts and on the country charts. The album reached number 5 on the top country charts for that year.
Right.
The song I'm talking about is this one.
I got something to tell you that I think you want to know. That my eyes are on you, baby, since a long time ago. Now I finally got the nerve and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't no two ways about it, baby, your love was meant for me. Know that I can't do without it, it fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, baby, can't get you off my mind. Know that I can't live without you, I think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't it just like a woman when she knows she's got a man? She'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby.
What do you do for relaxation?
Karate. If you can relax doing this, I don't know. No, I read a lot and go horseback riding and stuff like that.
and wine. Shelter for the weary, comfort for the weak. We'll eat the dinner table, sweating on the street. I got a feeling in my heart. This will be a lucky day. We'll be released from our sorrow. Leave the land alone away. Yeah.
We're getting down with our funky selves in here today on Blue Suede Connection.
The Shack.
That's, I was going to say that's the theme from Shaft right there.
I always call it Shack. I always forget it's called Shack.
All right. Well, you know, Shack, potato, patata, it's all the same thing. It's all the same Shack. Anyway, factobuzz.com.
Yep.
Vinyl always sounds better than digital. That's the controversy when I was talking about.
That is,
you have your folks who love CDs and love the digital age, and you have your old folks like us who still appreciate that warm vinyl sound.
Right, yeah.
It says here, vinyl has a warm, nostalgic sound, but that doesn't mean it's better.
Right.
Digital formats have more clarity and less distortion.
That's true.
That really comes down to the preference. Vinyl gives you a unique listening experience with tactful feel, album art, and that analog warm sound.
Right, yeah.
Digital is high resolution, and it's technically more accurate.
Oh, okay.
So that's the argument. Now, TL, would you rather listen to an album or a CD? What are you doing? I hear noise. Are you putting sound effects in over there?
So I dropped my pen.
All right.
So, you know, you and I, we have a special time of the day that we like to put an album on, a vinyl album. And so I kind of gravitate to that.
Me too.
But in the car.
In the car, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
I really want it to be digital, remastered or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Well, as they say, great minds think alike.
If you could see me now, the one who said that he'd rather roam, the one who said he'd rather be alone, if you could only see me now, if I could hold you now, just for a moment, if I could really make you mine. Just for a while, turn back the hands of time. If I could only hold you now. I've been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. Looking back and longing for the freedom of my chains, and lying in your loving arms again. If you could hear me now, singing somewhere, taking it in.
feel your loving arms again. You're sleeping, son, I know, but really this can't wait. I wanted to explain before it gets too late. For your mother and me, love has finally died. This is no happy home, but God knows how I tried. Why did we ever start? We're more like strangers now, each acting out of part. I have laughed, I have cried, I've lost every game, taking all I can take, but I'll stay here just the same. Because you're all heard a word, perhaps it's just as well. Why spoil your little dreams? Why put you through the hell? Life is no fairy tale, and one day you will know. But now you're just a child, I'll stay here and watch you grow. Because you
show just going so fast today.
Oh, it always goes fast.
Yeah, well, the good news is it ain't over yet because we've got another full album to cover.
Right.
And you're going to share a little information about that album. I'll share information about the album. And you're going to share information about a song on that album. And you just never know what you're going to hear on Blue Suede Connection because it's a party.
Right.
And we like to have fun at our party, don't we?
A Blue Suede Connection will be right back.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hello everyone, this is Bill Cherry, and I made my Blue Suede Connection with Dan and T.L., and we've had a great time. Hope you enjoy listening to the show.
Well, it's hard to be a gambler, betting on the number. It changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's all you'll find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out. She's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. That's when I think I know her well. Her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. But she's a complicated lady, so I call her my baby.
Cut from his last album, Moody Moo.
Ooh, yes.
If you haven't figured out, that's the last album we're going to cover today here on the show. We'll talk a little bit more about that in detail in a minute. But first, share a little something about a song and the album itself, baby.
All right. So we're going to talk about Way Down.
Way Down.
Way Down. So speaking about that Way Down note, J.D. Sumner was the lowest note ever recorded was on that song. It's a double low C, which is three octaves below middle C on the scale.
Okay.
I don't know if it still stands as the lowest note ever recorded.
I think it does. At last I heard it was still
was
there.
Was it? Yeah, okay.
It was still
so,
top
dog. You know, Elvis played on that forever.
He sure did.
Even back in the day when I would go to the president's brunches that they don't have anymore at Graceland.
Right.
When J.D. was alive, he'd come on and fans wanted him to try to hit that note. It was so funny. He would talk about that. But it was recorded, Way Down was recorded October of 1976. Lang Martin Jr. was the writer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, funny story about Lang or Mr. Martin. He recalls the summer that the song came out, he was in Rhode Island and playing tennis. And he gets a call from a promoter at the time named Frank Mole. He says, Lang, I just got the advance numbers from Billboard, and your song goes number one next week.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. He said, I went, oh, that's unbelievable. He said, later, literally, I'm on the same tennis court, and the same woman comes out of this little shack and says, Lang, I have a phone call. He says, I pick up the phone, and it's Rose Palermo, his attorney in Nashville. And she says, Lang, are you near a TV? Elvis just died.
Oh, my gosh.
So his excitement, was kind of
talk about putting the damper on something.
Yeah. I mean, this song lives on.
It
so
sure is.
The writer lives on with it.
And the lowest bass note, right here it is.
On record.
Feel it, feel it, feel it.
Little Darling.
Good stuff.
All right, Moody Blue released a 1977 24th and final studio album.
Mm-hmm.
It was released July 9th, 1977, and as you just heard, it was a mix of studio and live material.
Right.
It was certified gold and platinum on March 27th, 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of great hits came from this album, as you mentioned, A Way Down, and of course, the title cut, Moody Blue, were very successful songs. So up until the end, the man was putting songs on the chart.
Call me in a year.
have no choice, I'll forgive you. Cause it's easy for you. You only have to call me. It's easy for you. You only have to call me. It's easy for you.
That's a pretty song, isn't it?
Oh, I love that song.
I hate to do this, you know, but it is that time of the show where we have to say those words.
You're a bad boy.
But again, I'll share the good ones before we say officially goodbye.
That's true.
Do you have any words you would like to share with our friends who attended our party once again this week?
Well, we have some very exciting news coming up.
Yes.
So we're going to start really utilizing our newsletter. So if you haven't signed up yet, BlueSwayConnection.com, and you're going to want to hear what's going
to
be coming.
And you're going to be a part of it out there. I want to say thank you to everybody, by the
way. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you to all of our new listeners. We've got a lot of new folks who found us on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, on Facebook, on our YouTube page. There's lots of places to connect with Blue Suede Connection.
As always, your family.
We're going to do it all again next week, everybody. Say it with me, TL.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
On a quick note, this song was, it should have had its own album, so I thought we're going to make it an album song today.
Ooh, nice.
Here it is.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.